I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, live today on this Tuesday. And, of course, as always, broadcasting from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Game Nashville Studios, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. Let's say hello to our man, Teron Davenport, who's on the line with us. Are you in Mobile yet, my friend?
Absolutely. Sitting in the stands, enjoying the start of the national team practice.
Yeah, so I know this might be one of your favorite events because you can go down and watch the prospects. Who do you have your eye on for the Tennessee Titans potentially to take in the draft coming up in May?
How much time do we have?
As long as you want, my friend.
No, I'm kidding. There's a bunch of guys. I mean, you look at it from a receiver perspective, just from this national team who's going right now. You got Javon Baker from UCF. He's a route technician, very good there. He's going to really excel in one-on-ones. You got Roman Wilson, who just caught a pass. He's got a lot of speed, and you look on the other side of the ball, cornerback-wise, like a guy I like is Johnny Dixon out of Penn State. But he went against Jerry Rice's son, two reps so far, and both reps, you know, he got a bunch of flags flown at him. But he just broke up a slant route, and you always want receiver corners that could cover that. So there's a lot of guys there on the outside. You look on, you know, the O-line, you got Jordan Morgan from Arizona, is a guy that could be an option, you know, if they go receiver first and O-line second round. There's a possibility he'll be there at 38. You got him, Tyler Guyton, Talese Fuaga. These are all guys. I mean, it's stacked up positions that they need. So those are a few right there on this roster right now that's practicing.
Do you like that they've allowed the juniors to be there too, where you can really get a full view of, you know, what's going to be entering the draft?
Oh, yeah. I love it because you get to see them for a week in practice and actually, you know, go against other top talent. So it's definitely better from an evaluation standpoint for those who are out there doing that for these teams. So the more opportunities you get to look at these prospects, the better. So I'm all for it.
You know, we're talking to Teron Davenport down at the Senior Bowl. You know, Teron, I love the Senior Bowl because it gives a chance for guys who are not on the radar every Saturday to really show out. And one that comes to mind is, you know, Michael Strahan in 92 at the Senior Bowl just destroyed people. So I love the opportunity for these guys to do that who you normally might, you know, not get to see every Saturday. So it's always a good barometer of seeing these guys, and hopefully some guys will step out like that. Is that where a guy can really show what he's like during the Senior Bowl?
Yeah, absolutely. It's where a guy could show where he's like. I mean, you look, you have a local option when you talk about Kevin Byard and what he did years ago. I remember being here, and, you know, I was in Philly at the time, so obviously I didn't know what MTSU was. And, like, who is this guy with the blue helmet out here making plays on literally every ball that's in the air? And sure enough, he was a third-round pick, and we know the rest of the story. So there's guys, Malachi Corey, you know, so about another local cat, you know, that's a receiver from Western Kentucky. He's someone that I think could shine. Like, he's one of those guys who's built a lot like Steve Smith, you know, like a short, stocky receiver with attitude is going to get you yards after the catch. So you got to like that.
You know, Teron, there's one of, you know, I know there's always these guys that can show up and do great, but I remember there was years ago, Bishop Sankey went to the Senior Bowl and was on nobody's radar, and the Titans drafted him because he could pick up coverages when guys blitz. He could pick up the blitzes from the backfield. Hopefully we don't see that this year because you know more about things that are going on just besides that. But how can guys really separate themselves from other guys during this week?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're talking about the running back position?
Just anywhere.
Just in general. Yeah, I mean, I think it's like you look in general, it's just back up what you put on tape. That's really the biggest thing. But then also, like you talk about the running back position, look at what Tajay Spears did here last year, right? He came out here, showed that he could easily run routes and catch the football, and, you know, that helped him. So it's just about showing proper technique in practice, and obviously in the meetings, you know, you're able to talk about the game and break things down. Those are things that's all important. But, I mean, the bottom line is, simply put, just show that you can play ball.
Tyron Davenport is with us live from the Senior Bowl. So, Brian Callahan, Rand Carthon, not only going to be evaluating talent this week, but Brian Callahan putting together his staff. What have you heard when it comes to interviews, especially for both the offensive and defensive coordinators?
Well, you got Eric Stu. I can never pronounce his name. He's the running back coach there in Miami. You got him. Obviously, Nick Holes interviewed already. So those are the options. I haven't heard anything further than that. And obviously, you know, Kaharski, he came out, you know, he reported that Shane Bowen is the guy that's still in the mix as DC. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. But I haven't heard anything other than that. Denard Wilson, you know, they interviewed him. So you have that. But one thing that you always see here is the mingling, right? You know, coaches come here and they're looking to make connections. And, I mean, I've seen guys come down here and get jobs, you know. So, actually, I'm looking at Anthony Robinson right now, networking and shaking hands and talking to different people.
Would you like to see, you know, somebody like a Shane Bowen, a couple of holdovers, or do you think that with this new era of Titans that we're talking about, that maybe just a fresh start for everybody would be the right play?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Charles London is a guy, like, I'm confused why he didn't get retained. But, I mean, obviously Brian Callahan, he has his agenda and, you know, his list of guys. But, you know, you look at him. I thought Rob Moore would be one to look at. I really like the safety coach. I like him, Scott Booker. So there are options. One that is just a mainstay that I think would just be foolish to move on from is Terrell Williams. Because you could never have enough experience in the coaching room, and he's a guy, you know how this D-line plays for him. You look at what he's done with guys. I mean, Kyle Pecco, he brought him along, Tierre Tart from undrafted to a guy who was starting and a difference maker in run defense before everything kind of fell apart. So Terrell Williams is one, and we'll see him in the next practice because he's the head coach of the American team.
Yeah, Terrell, what does a head coach of the Senior Bowl do?
I mean, it's an opportunity now the way that they have it set up. You know, it's a collection of coaches, so it's not one staff. But it's just a good chance to, you know, get hands-on experience on what it's like to run the show. And then also, you know, you're communicating with the scouts and everyone else, and you're trying to, you know, make sure that each of these players gets showcased correctly.
Teron, what's more important, Senior Day, I mean the Senior Bowl activities, or Pro Day?
That's tough. I would probably say Pro Day because that's like your last impression, right? Before, like, your last physical impression. Obviously, you know, after the Pro Days, you have the top 30 visits and stuff like that. But that's the last opportunity that you have to show them, you know, your traits. So I would say that. But Senior Bowl is important too, you know, because this is your first opportunity to show in person, right, how you are in a week of practice. If I had to pick one, though, I'd say Pro Day.
You know, as everybody looks at the Titans and drafting at pick number 7, and, you know, there's the debate, if one of those dynamic receivers is there, do you take them? If Joe Alt or a offensive lineman's there, do you take them? And Brian Callahan was on with Jared and was the perfect guy to really break this down because he went through it with Cincinnati, you know, a few years ago when they ended up taking Ja'Marr Chase, and we've seen how that's turned out. Instead of Penei Sewell, does that give you, you know, even more confidence that, you know, he can even advise Rand Carthon of like, hey, this is everything that we looked at and that we went through in Cincinnati, that they're going to get that pick right because we all know they have to nail that pick.
Yeah, they have to nail it. I think that's just yet another opinion, experience that you could have in the room as far as someone who's kind of been there and done that. I know, you know, from talking to people, like, that was a long process, and there were a lot of people on both sides of it. But at the end of the day, they wanted, you know, the guy that they knew could score touchdowns, and that's all Ja'Marr Chase did at LSU. So, yeah, I mean, it worked out for both teams. I think, you know, this is another situation, like, whether you have, like, Joe Alt or Olu Fashanu, you back that up with, one of the Xaviers, whether it's Worthy from Texas or Leggett from South Carolina. Like, you could combine it that way. Or you got, you know, Adunze, you got Neighbors, and then you combine that with, you know, one of the tackles that may be available at the top of the second. So, it's going to be interesting seeing like how the board falls and how they go about. I mean, it's pretty obvious they're going to have to, unless an outstanding prospect is there that they'd never even imagined would be there, it's pretty obvious they're going to have to go some combination of O-line and receiver in the first couple rounds. Now, of course, you never like draft out of need. You always make sure that you, you know, follow the board. You don't reach, you know, because that's how you end up with Corey Davis at number five, you know. And no slight to Corey Davis, you know what I mean? But that's how you end up with that situation where you put a player in a position that's just, like, not good for him. You know what I mean?
Teron, did all the quarterbacks show up? I mean, I'm looking at the roster right now. That's a nice list of guys. You got Joe Milton, Rattler, Bo Nix, Michael Penix. All them show up?
Yeah, I mean, look, Bo Nix, Penix, and Hartman are here now. So you're definitely getting to see those guys. We didn't see the American team. They start at 12 o'clock Central. So we'll see if those other guys show up. I don't see why not. And, I mean, I think when you're a good player, a good prospect, you want to take every opportunity you can to make that impression that you need to make this team drafty.
Teron, you know all these guys, these players so good. Who's the one guy that you're looking forward to see how he does this week?
Oh, man, there's
it's hard, isn't it?
You know what? I'm going to go with a safety because Malik Mustafa out of Wake Forest is the one. I'm looking forward to seeing him because you watch him on tape and you see how physical he is and you know, how he plays all over the place. So that would probably be one. But, I mean, it's tough to say just one because that's the beauty of coming to something like this. There's so many guys that you get to see. Like, I talked about Javon Baker from UCF. You know, the way he runs routes and everything. Looking forward to seeing him, too. So there's a million of them.
Well, Teron, we look forward to your coverage from down there. You always have a strong shoe game. And I know that Soho Gallery in Hendersonville, they're a part of your coverage this week. But tell us a little bit more about them.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Make sure you definitely make your way to Hendersonville, Soho Gallery. You could check them out on soho615.com. It doesn't matter if you're brand new to the shoe game. They have something in your budget. They'll give you the excellent advice on which way to go. And then if you're, you know, a pure sneakerhead, they have all the selections for you. In fact, they have a special gallery of Jordans that you could go check out. So definitely make sure you go see the guys over there. And when you spend $100, you mention code TD, and you're a TD10, TD10, and you'll get $10 off of $100. So go ahead and holler at them.
Yeah, absolutely. TD, thanks so much, and we look forward to checking in with you this week.
For sure. Appreciate you.
All right, that is Teron Davenport. He is down in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl, watching practices right now as the stars of the NFL, the future stars of the NFL, get ready to make that transition. So looking forward to his reports all week. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and also celebrity birthdays. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.